mom's side of the family and one of my dad's side of the family of our family history.
Okay.
And our family history on my dad's side of the family dates clear back to the Conestoga wagon.
Oh, really?
And the Studebakers.
Nice.
So, we were out there talking about animal stories, too. So, but,
Okay, I'm Reba Brown, and this is Ms. Joyce Fry.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Take over.
Well, I was mentioning that my family dates back to the Conestoga wagon and Studebakers. And I also have many animal stories.
Tell as much as you want.
Well, I remember growing up, I had a cat that every time we'd go to visit my grandmother in May, the cat would take off. And we never saw the cat the whole summer. And then my grandparents would come and visit for like a visit up north to us, either in October or November. And the day that my grandparents were coming to visit, the cat would show back up and spend the whole rest of the year with us. And it did it for 4 years straight.
The cat went on its own vacation.
Yeah. We figured it must have had a family it went to visit. Mm-hmm. Because on our road there was different homes that, you know, people were only there during the summer months. Mm-hmm. They had vacation homes. They were like from the city of Pittsburgh, PA. So, and it's amazing, you got people here from Pittsburgh, or from Pennsylvania now, that, so, but, was talking about me out there? they've been playing a skippo game here, okay? And I started playing with them since I moved in. And they took one of the moves that you do or plays on it. Now they named it after me. They said, okay, you're pulling a Joyce.
So when did you move down here?
I have been down here since July 22nd of 2009.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. I moved down after my dad passed away. In May of 2009.
Okay. So, how long did you live up in Pennsylvania?
All my life, okay. Till 2009. So, grew up there.
Why did you decide to come to the Mississippi coast?
Well, my brother and his family his wife is from this area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so they were living down here when
came to be close with
the family. I wanted to be near my brother and sister-in-law and my nephews. Mm-hmm. My nephews are a big part of my life. So I've been down here for 10 years almost. Just last week it's been 10 years since my dad passed away, just last
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he passed away on May 8th, 2009.
What was your father's name?
His name was Stephen Thomas Fry. And he worked for a motor repair company, electric motor repair company, and worked on these huge motors, like you would find on a train
mm-hmm.
or on a boat.
The ones that size of a person?
Paper, yeah. Actually, yeah, because one time we took the boys, my nephews, when they were real little,
mm-hmm.
in to see the shop where he was working at now, at that time, and there was a motor they were working on, and I was able to crawl inside of it. It was standing up this high, you know, up high enough that, I mean, I could reach the top of it, the outside top of it, but I could crawl inside of it, and I had the boys, all three boys, standing inside of it with me. So, but yeah, he, the last place he worked at when, before he passed away, he worked there from 93, to when he passed away in 2009, and he was instrumental in getting that place started back up. He was the first employee hired by the boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Because the place that he had, the same place he worked for beforehand, was in the same building as his boss there. His name was Joe Pugliese, the one that owned the company those last years that my dad was alive. He bought the place in 93 after it went bankrupt in May of 93. And then, so summer, like August of 93, my dad went in and started helping open the place back up and that. And my dad was a good worker on it. such a good worker that and had such a nice boss that the boss, when he was sick with pancreatic cancer, when he first got the diagnosis and was doing chemo and radiation, the boss paid him for a 40-hour work week so that they had their health insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. And then my dad just he put in some overtime, afterwards, any overtime he worked, but of course he had a lot of work. A lot of people would request my dad because, he was a good worker and he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad ended up paying that back. Well, it was March of 2009. Well, it's the winter, it was the year before my dad started having stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for about a year. And, they were trying to figure out what was going on. Finally, they figured out my dad had a thickening of the duodenum of his stomach, which is where the stomach empties into the intestine.
Oh, so it was kind of getting blocked.
It was blocked. And so what they had to do was had to take the duodenum out and reattach the stomach to the intestines. Well, my dad came through the surgery okay, but come to find out somehow his intestines perked after the surgery.
Mm.
And the next weekend we almost lost him. They went back in and took out the dead intestines, hooked them up to a colostomy, but he never got off the respirator that he was on. And had Mercer and pneumonia. And so he died.
He just got hit with a double blow.
He got hit with triple, double blows and that. Plus, we found out, too, when they did the surgery on his stomach, that he had cirrhosis of the liver, which we think was from the chemo and radiation. But so during the time that my dad, it was about 6 weeks, about the end of April, they said to us that they couldn't, the doctor said they couldn't do anything more. Well, during this time, the boss didn't fire my dad, kept him on the paywork, work week, 40 hours a week,
Mm-hmm.
And paid into the 401k and everything the whole time he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
It was. And then he, we found out that the doctor said that they couldn't do anything more for him, they transferred him from Pittsburgh, PA to Erie, PA. And we have family from Oklahoma and Arizona and Somerset, PA and New York at the time. And they had told us, the doctors had told us, bring his family in.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that he's not going to make it. And so he was in a nursing home center because we couldn't take care of him because of being on the respirator and that. But so the boss went and paid for, I think at one time we had 4 or 5 suites in a good motel up there. And we were there for like 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks that he paid for. I think it was about 3 weeks he paid for the suites.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time we had like four of them occupied. And they were good, I mean, nice sized rooms. Mm-hmm. And it had meals every night of the weekday.
It really helped all the
yard. Oh, yeah. The boss paid for all that. And then when my dad passed away, he paid for the funeral and the burial cost, or the, you know, the cost of taking care of the body and all that.
Do you know the boss's name?
His name was Joe Pulikulis.
Oh.
Of Fairview, Pennsylvania, I think it was, is where he used to live. I don't know where he's at now, but I really...
And what was the company name again?
Pennsylvania Electric Motor Service.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's one of the things I remember. And like I said, it's been 10 years since my dad passed away, so.
It really made a difference then.
Yeah, it did. That was a rough time for me, though, because August 2008, I lost his mom, passed away. And then, the end of March, my cousin lost a child.
Oh, no.
The same weekend that, the weekend after my dad had his surgery and that he was in for the, when we almost lost him, when he had the perforated. So what was strange is, while we were down in Pittsburgh, you know, they had told us, well, we don't know if he was going to make it through that time period when he perforated his intestines. And they told us, let his family know, you know. And so my uncle was in town from Arizona. And he, while he was there that weekend, his granddaughter passed away. So,
just really bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was strange how it worked out, you know, that his granddaughter passed away while he was in the state, you know. So, anyways, but they, and then, like I said, my dad passed away in May, and then in November 2009, my grandmother, my mom's mom, passed away. So. Oh, my grandmother, Pilner, went to school with the actress that played Alice on Brady Bunch.
Really?
Yes. In Erie, yeah, in Erie, Pennsylvania. So, yeah, Florence B. Henderson, I think it was. Or no, that was the lady that played the mother. I'm trying to think. Ambie Davis. That's who it was. Ambie Davis. It's who she went to school with in a one-room school years ago. I still have my grandfather alive. He's 94.
Oh, wow.
My dad, or my mom's dad, is still alive.
That's good.
And lives up in Pennsylvania. So.
What about your mother?
My mother's still alive. I live with her.
Okay.
Her name's Catherine. And, she used to be, her maiden name is Pilner, and our family is, her side of the family, her dad's family is from Austria, Hungary, so definitely got a bit of like a German background in our family. I mean, we like the German food, my grandfather especially. I do miss them. My brother and sister-in-law are up there visiting, are on their way up there to visit with some of their friends and some of the family this weekend. So, my thoughts are with them while they're traveling. So, but anyways, my grandfather had some stories too. But I was just saying, I don't know if I still do somewhere, but we used to have, a book that listed the family lineage on my dad's side of the family for his father, and then the lineage on my mom's side of the family for her mom.
Oh, that's a useful to have.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what we did with them to a certain point. And I remember one year we went with my dad's parents to the National Archives in Washington, D.C., over Thanksgiving vacation, and we were doing research around family lineage. Now I was trying to do my grandfather's side of the family, I think my dad, or my mom's father's side of the family or something, or else it was her mom's. And we only got back about two or three generations, and then the, you know.
Find anything else.
Yeah, because I guess there was a fire on Alice Island
mm-hmm.
where they
lost the records.
Where they lost the records. So.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard, especially when coming from another country, those records.
Yes.
If you can't trace it back.
Yeah.
There's mm-hmm. nothing.
Unless maybe you go to that country and then even that
little hidden church somewhere.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So we've been talking about animals out there, and they're it's amazing what type of stories you come up with animals and that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cat one time that its name was Ebony, and I was going through a real rough period. And it was very emotional. And it was one day, and a cat broke into the bathroom while I was in there
mm-hmm.
and prevented me from committing suicide.
Yeah. They know. They're smart little things.
They do. Even dogs do, you know?
Especially when you're sad. But they know when you're at your worst. And when
they do. They do. So, anyways. So. That's pretty much what I can think of right now that I was thinking of.
All right. Well, we're close to our 20-minute mark anyway.
Okay.